as I was saying, Philomena Quebec works for the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. She's an expert on Indian treaty rights, and she's a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, who you may know are at the center of an epic environmental battle here in Wisconsin. An epic battle not just for Wisconsin, not just for our region, but for our globe. This is a battle against the largest open pit iron ore mine in the world, planned by an out-of-state mine owner who has come into Wisconsin to rewrite our laws, to prevent public input into the process, to kick people off the land, to potentially poison the drinking water of communities all around the area of the proposed mine. It is such a bizarre battle that we have paramilitaries crawling around the area trying to keep protesters out of their way. And because of the treaty rights issue, we are going to win this fight. It comes down to an issue of national sovereignty. It comes down to a fundamental issue of treaty rights, a more powerful issue, a more fundamental issue than even the issues of state law that are at stake here. So to talk more about this critical issue, Philomena Quebec.
Thank you so much. Bonjour, how's everyone doing? It's such a pleasure to be at Fighting Bob. Right now I just first want to acknowledge the Ho-Chunk people who've taken such good care of this land for a very long time. This is their place, and I'm really glad for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you to Fighting Bob Fest for inviting the band. I'm sorry I'm not Mike Wiggins, but Mike Wiggins had to be someplace else today. We don't need no Mike Wiggins, right? So what I'm going to talk about today is that this epic battle that we're facing right here in this moment is actually part of a larger epic battle that's been going on for millennia. Our people have stories about the Pinoki Hills. The Pinoki Hills are a very important place, and there are spirits who call that place home and who frequent that place. And these spirits, they're the underwater spirits and the above the earth spirits, the Thunderbirds. And these spirits have been working out epic battles for many, many, many years since the beginning of the earth. So what we're dealing with is just a microcosm. It's just a little part of that. These beings have come to the Pinoki Range. I'll talk a little bit about the underwater beings. These are very powerful beings. They travel among the aquifers, among the underground aquifers, all over Anishinaabe country, and we have many, many stories about them. They're powerful beings, and the above the ground spirits, the Thunderbirds, the Benasi, are also extremely powerful. And they have, there's these natural forces that are at play. You know, we've been beset by thunderstorms recently, and this is a manifestation of the battle that they have. Because the above ground spirits who pick up all this water and they bring all this water all over the world, they have to bring the water back down to the earth. And, and the scientists will tell you about this. When there's thunder, it's because of this electrical relationship between the above ground and the below ground. You have the lightning that comes down. You have the water that comes down in the Pinoki Hills. And our people know that it's an important place. It's the recharge spot for all of our water. It's a large drinking fountain. GTAC is just now figuring this out. GTAC is just saying, oh my God, there's a lot of wetlands there. We've known this. We've all known this for a long time. It's an important place. You go in the Pinoki Hills, and you walk everywhere in the Pinoki Hills, and if you haven't been there, I would encourage you to go to the Pinoki Hills. But everywhere you step, there's water. There's water seeping out of the earth, and our people know that that water is love. That love is coming out of the earth to feed the people. And it's this relationship between the underground and the above ground that's providing us with life that we need to live. These are basic elements that we need to live. So the epic battles that we have, it's not just manifested in the science, but it's also manifested in our political relationships. There's opposites. There's, you know, there's the science and there's the lies. There's the scientists who tell us continually that those underground rocks, these rocks come from the beginning of time. They're these sulfide rocks when the earth was too toxic to for any life to live. There's actually, Marsha Bjornrud has told us that there's pools of sulfide water within the Pinoki Hills, these pools that are contained. And, you know, and that speaks to these underground spirits who live there. But if you unleash that, if you blow up our hills, what's going to happen to that? It's very dangerous stuff. It's powerful elements that we're dealing with. And you would be unleashing that on the good people of the Shawamigan Bay. We don't need those kinds of things. So how this is manifested in our political relationships is that we're being pushed. We're being pushed to our limits. And our community, our tribe has been pushed. So we've had to bring in lots of scientists and learn things and learn the truth. That's one of our seven Anishinaabe values, is truth. We've had to bring our hearts and our minds together and think about what this would do to our future generations. And we've had to employ another Anishinaabe value, and that's respect. We have to have respect for those future generations who come along, and we need to be able to protect them with our actions today. We've learned about coming together with Native and non-Native people and sitting together and learning from each other. We've learned about love. And we've learned about courage. I know that a lot of you people here in this audience have stood up against the Scott Walker administration, against the legislature who has been taken over by people who care more about what's in their pocketbooks than the lives of the children who all of us care for, about our future, and you've stood up with courage with the Bad River Tribe. And that is another one of our seven values. We've all learned about courage and about strength, about humility, and these are the things that we've learned from this struggle. So when we're forced with these, you know, when we're forced to look at these existential questions, whether or not the Bad River Tribe is going to be around for another seven generations, whether or not there's going to be life in the Shawamigan Bay, whether or not we're all beset with cancer and we can't have children, we've learned who we are. And who we are is stronger than any lies that they can give us. Who we are is more powerful than the infinitesimal pocketbook lining policies that we've been fed. You know, what this is about is about a struggle. I'll tell you about a little bit about the person that, you know, the boogeyman that we're dealing with, Chris Klein. I'll say his name, Chris Klein. This is a counting coup, what I'm doing right now, Chris Klein. We are stronger than Chris Klein, because what Chris Klein wants is more money to put in his offshore bank accounts. This man has way more money than any of us here collectively do right now. And all he wants is more money. What is more money when we're talking about life? When we're talking about the ability to stand here and be a people and live. So all in all, this struggle that we've having for the past 4 years is has been good, and we're gonna win. And I would hope that some of the people standing here would continue to stand with Bad River and take the actions that you've been taking to speak about the truth to your friends and neighbors, and to stand up against any violence or lies that they continue to perpetrate against our people. Miigwech. Thank you.